So again, just a few simple thoughts this morning on the importance of the resurrection.
今天早上呢，我们也有几个想法关于那个复活的那个重要性。
I had a friend many, many years ago.
我有一个朋友呢，很多很多年之前。
He said he was a Christian. I think he was, but he didn't understand the Bible very well.
他说呢，他是基督徒，我认为他是的，但是呢，他却呢，对圣经理解的不透彻。
He said to me, you know, I'm not sure that the resurrection is very important. He said, I think even if there were no resurrection, I would be a Christian.
所以呢，他说呢，我不认为呢那个复活是有那么重要。所以呢，他说呢，如果没有那个复活的话，我也能够成为基督徒。
But in fact, there's far more to the Christian life than that, and the resurrection is the great motivation that we have to keep us serving God, because all the blessings are going to come in the resurrection.
但是呢，这个呢，复活呢，还有比这个更重要的重要性。因为呢，如果我们呢，相信呢，复活了，这就是我们去有这样更大的动机去服侍主。服侍主呢，那么说呢，在将来呢，我们能够得到更多的赐福。
So here's the question: Is the resurrection important? This is what Paul says, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 3.
这个呢就是说是啊复活有多重要，那么使徒保罗呢在那哥林多前书第十五章里跟我们讲到的。
He said, when I went to Corinth, this is the message I preached to you.
他说呢，当我呢去到哥林多的时候，这是我向你们传递的信息。
He says, I delivered to you, or I preached to you, first of all,That which I also received, that Christ died for our sins, according to the scriptures.
所以这个里面呢，就是说是啊，那个就是《哥林多前书》第十五章第一节说，弟兄们，我把传给你们福音，传给你们这福音，你们which verse?
And it's that was verse 3.
所以呢，这个刚才是第三节哈，他说呢。我当日所领受的又传给你们，第一就是耶稣基督照着圣经所说，为我们的罪死了。
And then verse 3 says, and that he was buried.
然后呢，第四节说呢，而且埋葬了。
And that he rose again the third day, according to the scriptures.
又照着圣经说，第三天复活了。
Three most important things about the Lord Jesus Christ. Number one, he died.
所以呢，三件事情关于我们主耶稣基督最重要的事情。第一件呢，是他为我们而死。
Why did he die?
他为什么要死?
He died for our sins.
他为我们的罪死了。
One day, I am going to die.
有一天呢，我也会死。
I'm not looking forward to that.
我并不期待着死。
Why would I die?
为什么我要死呢?
Because I'm a sinner.
因为我是个罪人。
Why did Jesus die?
那么主耶稣基督为什么死?
Because I'm a sinner.
因为我是个罪人。
Okay, he died for my sins. What a wonderful thing.
他为我的罪而死是一个多么奇妙的事情呢。
He was buried.
他呢就是埋葬了。
Is that important?
这个很重要吗?
Why would it be important that he was buried?
他被埋了为什么这么重要?
Well, one reason would be because if he was buried, it proves that he really was dead.
所以其中一个原因呢是，如果他被埋葬了，那么说就能证明他真的死了。
If he hadn't been buried, if he'd just gone straight, been raised again just after he died, people would say he never did die.
如果他没有被埋葬，他只是在街道上，那么说呢，当他复活以后呢，那些人就说呢啊，别担心，他根本就没死。
How do we know he died?
我们怎么知道他死了呢
？He was buried. He was in the grave for 3 days.
他被埋葬了，他在坟墓里待了三天。
Another reason that's important to know that he was buried.
是另外一个就是说是重要的理由，认为呢他被埋葬了的。
When he died for my sins, he took my sins with him into the grave.
当他为我的罪而死的时候呢，他把我的罪带到了坟墓里。
But when he rose again, what did he do with my sins?
所以当他复活的时候呢，我的罪怎么办？
Well, he left them in the grave. They're all gone.
他把他留在坟墓里，所有的罪都没了。
So the fact that he was buried teaches us that the sins that he died for, my sins and yours, those sins he left in the grave when he went into the grave, took my sins, and then when he came out of the grave.
所以呢，就是说呢，他被埋葬的这个事实呢，就是说从另外一个方面讲，他为我的罪而死的时候呢，他把我的罪呢带到坟墓里，坟墓里埋葬了以后呢，当他呢从那个死里复活以后呢，把我的罪留在那个坟墓里，罪就没了。
The question is, did he really die?
所以现在问题是，他真的死了吗
？And so, did he really rise again?
他真的复活了吗？
Many people pretend that he didn't really die. There are religions that say he didn't really die.
所以很多人呢，他们假装那个主耶稣基督没有真的死。他们的宗教呢，就相信主耶稣基督没有真的死。
And there are other religions that say that he didn't rise again.
所以其他的一些宗教说呢，他根本就没有复活。
So.Paul goes on in verse 5 and he begins to list 6 reasons why we know that Jesus rose from the dead.
使徒保罗呢从第五节开始呢指出呢六条理由，就是说为什么我们要相信他真的复活了。
First of all, he was seen by Cephas or Peter.
一个呢他显给基法看，就是彼得。
Then he was seen by the 12 disciples.
然后又被十二使徒看见。
Verse 6, after that he was seen by over 500 brothers at once, of whom the greater part remain to the present, but some have fallen asleep.
第六节是后来他一次被500多弟兄看见，其中一大半如今还在，但也有已经睡了的。
Do you think that that number 500 would be impressive?
所以你认为就是说是啊500对你来说这个数字让你感到惊奇吗？
500 people were testifying to the fact that he rose from the dead.
500人就是同时证明了他真的从死里复活了。
So Paul is writing to the Corinthians, probably writing to them about 20 years after the Lord Jesus Christ rose from the dead.
所以使徒保罗写给哥林多的信徒的这封信呢，大概是在主耶稣基督复活以后20年写的。
And the Corinthians probably were skeptical, and so they said, "I'm not sure whether he really did rise from the dead."
那么当时哥林多人呢，甚至有些怀疑，他们说呢，我不是很确定他到底复活没有。
Paul said, "Well, if you really wanted to know what you could do, is you could go to the city of Jerusalem, you could go to Judea today, and you could meet people who saw him."
所以使徒保罗对他们说呢，如果你真的想知道他到底有没有复活，你今天呢可以去到耶路撒冷城或者犹大地，你去问那些看见他复活的人。
As a matter of fact, probably some of those people actually passed through Corinth.
所以事实上有可能那些人呢，他有可能经过哥林多。
The people traveled quite a bit in those days.
所以在那些日子里，人们经常呢旅行。
And the Jews in particular traveled a lot in those days because Jewish Christians were persecuted.
所以犹太人呢，在那些时代呢，他们经常的就是旅行，因为当时的犹太基督徒呢受到了迫害。
So, it's quite probable that these Christians in Corinth had met one or two or more of those people who had seen the Lord Jesus Christ after he rose from the dead.
这是非常有可能的，当时的哥林多人呢，他们可能呢遇见过一到两个那些犹太基督徒，他们那个时候看见过主耶稣基督复活的。
And if he hadn't seen them, if they hadn't seen him, then they probably would see them Sooner or later, somebody would pass through, say, yes, I saw the Lord Jesus when he rose from the dead.
如果他们还没有看到那些人的话呢，那么迟迟早早他们会遇到他们，因为有些犹太基督徒呢会经过哥林多的时候告诉他们，是的，我看见过主耶稣基督复活。
After that, he was seen by James.
之后呢，显给雅各看。
Now, that would be pretty important because James was the natural stepbrother.Of the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以呢，就是说这个呢，就是说是非常重要的，因为雅各呢，他是主耶稣基督的同母异父的兄弟。
James and the Lord Jesus had the same mother.
所以呢，雅各和主耶稣基督呢，他们有同一个母亲。
And you remember that Joseph was the husband.Of Mary, he wasn't the father of Jesus, but he was the husband of Mary.
你们大家都记得那约瑟，他是玛利亚的丈夫，但是呢，他却不是我们主耶稣基督的父亲。
But Jacob, sorry, yes, Jacob, no, Joseph. Joseph was the father of James.
但是呢，约瑟呢，却是雅各的父亲。
And the interesting thing about James is that James traveled a lot.
对雅各呢，非常有意思的是呢，他到处旅行。
And so some of these Corinthians probably had met James.
与这些哥林多的有些人呢，有可能呢碰到过雅各。
Just as they had possibly even met Peter.
所以呢，就像他们有可能呢也遇见过彼得一样。
But then the next line says that he also was the seen by all the apostles.
然后下一句说呢，最后也被我看见了。
So sooner or later they would meet one of those apostles too.
现在就是说是又被所有的使徒看见了，所以其中呢，迟早他们也会看见其中的使徒。
And lastly, verse 8 says, and lastly he was seen of me.
第八节呢，继续说呢，最后呢也被我看见。
Was there evidence that Jesus rose from the dead?
所以主耶稣基督从死里复活的证据是什么
？And the answer is yes.
答案是是的。
Now I've probably told you the story before, the story of Harry Ironside, who was preaching at the street corner one day.
所以呢，我有可能以前跟大家讲过这个故事。这个故事呢是关于那个 Harry Ironside 的。有一天呢，他在街上呢传道。
And somebody came to him.As he was preaching, an atheist came up to him and said, I'm listening to you. He says, you're all wrong. He said, I challenge you to a debate. You and I will meet and we will have a debate.
当他在街上讲到的时候呢，就是有一个无神论者来到他这里，他说呢，我挑战你所讲的，我们来一场辩论。
And so Harry Ironside listened to the man and said, well, actually, I'm supposed to be elsewhere on that occasion. But he said, I will be here and I will debate you on that occasion with this one condition.
所以呢 Harry Ironside 实际上他说呢，你要跟我挑战的那一天呢，实际上我有别的事情要做，但是不管怎么样，那一天我会来跟你辩论，但是呢，我有一个条件。
So the man said to him, all right, what's the condition? I'll be here.
对那个人说呢，条件是什么？我会来的。
So he said to the atheist, the condition is that you bring one person with you whose life has been transformed because of your teaching of atheism. You bring one person who believed what you said and their life was transformed.
所以呢 ，Harry answered 的时候呢，我这个条件呢，就是说是你带一个人来，一个人呢是因为你所传的那个无神论的这样的信息，他的生命得到了改变。你带一个人，他的生命是因为相信无神论改变了的。
And he said, and I will bring with me 50 men whose lives have been transformed.By the living Lord Jesus Christ. The Jesus rose from the dead, and these people believed it, and they all got new life.
所以他说我会带50个人，50个人呢，他们相信那个主耶稣基督，他们相信主耶稣基督还活着，因为主耶稣基督从死里复活了。他们因为相信了主耶稣基督，他们的生命得到了改变。
And the atheist said, "Bye bye."
那个不是那里说再见了。
Okay, did Jesus rise from the dead?
主耶稣基督有没有从死里复活呢？
Yes.
是的。
Many witnesses were alive when this letter was written.
当这封书信写的时候呢，很多那些证人当时还活着。
Countless witnesses have been living ever since saying, "Jesus transformed my life. He gave me resurrected life." Of course, he's risen from the dead.
所以呢，无数的，自从那以后，无数的见证人证明了，说呢，主耶稣基督复活了。因为呢，主耶稣基督呢，他给了我一个新的复活的生命。如果他能赐给我一个复活的生命，他当然复活了。
Okay, so the Lord Jesus, has risen from the dead. That's the evidence of the Bible. That's the evidence of the Christians.
所以主耶稣基督呢，他从死里复活了，这是圣经的证据，也是基督徒们的证据。
Now, many of you know that the archaeologist has been doing lots of studies in the Middle Eastern world, the ancient world.And they have learned a lot about life in the days of the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以呢，你们大家也知道很多的那个考古学家，他们在那个中东还是在那一个区域里做了很多的考古，他们研究了很多呢主耶稣基督的事情，当主耶稣基督还在地球上活着的时候。
So the question is, what did people?Who didn't believe in the Lord Jesus Christ? What did they say? What did they believe?
所以呢，现在问题是呢，那些呢，就是不相信主耶稣基督的人，他们相信什么呢？他们说什么呢？
So there's two bodies of evidence, if you like. There's the teaching from the Bible, and there's the teaching of the rest of the world when Jesus Christ was alive.
所以呢，就是说是两个体系，一个呢就是说是圣经所教导的这样的，另外一个呢就是说是在整个其他的世界所教导的，当主耶稣基督还活在地球上的时候。
The Bible says Jesus did many miracles, and he died for our sins, and he rose again.
圣经说主耶稣基督行了很多的神迹，他为我们的罪而死，他复活了。
But the other evidence from that time of the world says.He is reported to be a man who did many miracles.
所以呢，就是说其他的那个世界的证据呢，说呢，告诉我们在那个时界，在那个时代活着一个人，他行了很多神迹。
Now this is very important. The non-biblical world has yet to talk about a non-supernatural Jesus.
所以这个就是非常重要的，这个也不属于圣经的这个世界呢，他们呢就是说是在谈论一个不属于超自然的主耶稣。
The people who didn't believe in him, this is what they say. They say, this was a teacher Jesus. He is reported to have been a man who did miracles.
所以那些就是说是不相信主耶稣基督的人，他们得出这样结论，他们说呢，这个是在圣经里面这个叫耶稣的人呢，他行了很多神迹。
They say it's reported that he actually rose from the dead.
所以他们也说呢，就是有记载他从死里复活了。
So history does not present us with a non-supernatural Jesus. They all say he.Is supernatural and rose from the dead, or it's supposed by many others that he was supernatural and rose from the dead.
所以呢，就是说是啊，世界这个历史，它并没有教导说呢，主耶稣基督呢，他是一个那个，就是说是从那个超自然的，从死里复活的，行了很多神迹的这个样一个人，或者说呢。他们其实其他的教导呢反对他行了这些超自然的东西。
Now is it important for us that Jesus rose from the dead?
所以对我们来说呢，主耶稣基督从死里复活是重要的吗？
So look now at verse 14.
我们来看看第十四节。
Paul says, if Christ is not risen, then our preaching is vain, and your faith is vain, and, where are we? Verse 17, if Christ is not risen, your faith is futile, you are still in your sins.
所以使徒保罗在第十四节说，若基督没有复活，我们所传的便是枉然，你们所信的也是枉然。第十七节说，基督若没有复活，你们的信便是徒然，你们仍在罪里。
So the fact of the resurrection, number one, it is authenticated by eyewitnesses and by contemporary, contemporary evidence.
所以这个呢，就是说是现在呢，主耶稣基督从死里复活的，这个是被那些就是亲眼看见的人证明了，也被那个时代的那些证据证明了。
And number two, it's very important because if he didn't rise from the dead, then there's no proof that your sins have been forgiven. They couldn't have been forgiven very well because those sins, they're still, Jesus is still in the grave.
所以这个里面呢，就是说是第二个非常重要的。如果他没有从死里复活的话，你的罪就得不到赦免。所以呢，如果主耶稣基督他仍然在坟墓里的话，你的罪呢仍然是在你自己身上。
How does Jesus prove that he's risen from the dead to you and me?
所以呢，主耶稣基督他怎么去证明他对你我来说他从死里复活了呢？
Number one, he has given us, if we believe on him, he has given us new life.
所以第一个，如果我们相信他，他会赐给我们新的生命。
Number two, he proves that very often by answering our prayers.
第二个，他通常呢，通过回应我们的祷告来证明。
And we say, that's miraculous. Only God could have answered that prayer of mine.
所以我们说呢，这个真是个奇迹，只有神呢可以回应我那样的祷告。
Does he answer every prayer immediately?
他有没有马上就回答你的每一个祷告呢？
No, he's God, and he answers what is right for us when we should have it. But he doesn't just give us everything, because we would learn to snap our fingers and we'd say, God, you got to do that.
所以呢，并没有。因为他是神，他呢知道呢什么样的事情对我们来说是重要的，我们需要什么，那么说呢啊，他会回答对我们就是觉得为我们好的那样的祷告。然后呢，如果说是他马上就回应我们每一个祷告，我们就说神呢，那个我要你做什么你就做什么。
So remember now, God doesn't treat us like robots.
要记住，神并没有把我们当机器人来看。
And we can't treat him like a robot.
我们也不能把他当个机器人来看。
But God treats us like children.
神呢，把我们当孩子看。
And he, expects us to regard him as a father. He will teach us and train us as a father does, and we are to be children to his father.
所以呢，我们呢就是要尊重他作为父亲。他作为父亲呢，就是说呢，可以像孩子那样去来训练我们，这样呢，我们可以呢，就是说是尊敬他为神。
What a wonderful thing! Jesus really did rise from the dead.
这是一个多么奇妙的事情呢！主耶稣基督真的从死里复活了。
So let's pray.
我们来祷告。
Lord, we're thankful.That not only does the Bible say you rose from the dead, we're thankful for all the fact that he, in fact, it did happen.
所以主要我们非常感恩，并不是仅仅说呢，圣经说主耶稣基督从死里复活了，还有很多的事实，它证明了主耶稣基督真的从死里复活了。
And so, a little hymn that we didn't sing this morning says, I serve a risen Savior.
所以一个小的赞美诗我们今天早上没有唱，他说的是呢，我在服侍一个复活的主。
Because he died for our sins and was buried and rose again, we say, he is my living Savior and I have a living God. He's my Father because Jesus brought me into his family.
因为呢，他呢为我的罪而死，然后呢，他复活了，他现在呢就是一个复活的主，因此呢，我服侍一个复活的主，我接受他，因为他把我带到神的家，大家庭里，现在神是我的父。
So we thank you, Lord, for all these things. We give thanks now for our wonderful Savior, Jesus Christ.
所以主啊，我们为这所有的一切献上感恩，我们呢，感恩我们有这样一个奇妙的救主，我们的主耶稣基督。
Bless us each one, we pray.
求您赐福给我们在座的每一个人，我们祷告。
We give thanks in Jesus' name.
我们献上感恩是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.